Okay, this is the third time I've recorded this audio boo, and I'm not going to do it again. I'm currently sitting in Southampton Airport. You may hear tannoy announcements in the background that interrupt what I'm saying. I apologise for it, but get over it, because I'm fed up with trying to record this. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about what I want to talk about today. In my copious amounts of free time, of which I don't have any, but if I did, I run, amongst other things, the website for my local church. I've taken it over. And in fact, I don't just run the website anymore, and that's the problem. It's kind of expanded outwards and outwards, and now I'm worried about basically everything online, whether it be email or Facebook or whatever else. And the reason that it's kind of expanded and expanded and expanded is because it's so important to me, and I think it should be so important to you, that you present users with a consistent user experience online. So if you go to Facebook, it should obviously be a consistent quality experience with that of your website. When you send emails out, it's not enough for those emails to just be, you know, rough and ready and unprofessional. They need to look and be consistent with the rest of your online presence. And this is problematic. So, for example, on the BEC website, which is, sorry, that's the name of my church, if you could subscribe to be notified automatically when new posts were added to the blog. Now, that was using a feature provided as part of the Jetpack WordPress.com plugin. And it's fine, and it was great, and all the rest of it, and it worked, but those emails didn't look anything like they were from Blandford Evangelical Church, which is my church. They were branded WordPress, and I had no control over the look and feel of them. So therefore, I had to move across to MailChimp and get their RSS to email system working so that I could ensure it was a consistent user experience. It took a lot of hassle, a lot of faffing around, but it was worth it. And I think that it's worth it, whatever environment you're working in, whatever website you're doing. You know, if I can be bothered to do this for a tiny little church in the middle of rural Dorset, if you are running a website on which your business depends, how important is it for you to provide a consistent user experience across all of the media, all the correspondence you send out, whether that be email, Facebook, Twitter, your website, your YouTube channel, whatever it else, it all should feel like it's part of the same ecosystem. It comes across as very unprofessional. Sorry, if you don't. There you go. Last announcement, just as I was about to finish. Typical.